Welcome to the Jointery Podcast, a podcast where we study the lives of two dads trying to find the balance between the families, hobbies and work. This week on the Jointery, we discover...
My wife and I don't do a lot for each other, but when we go gifting, we go hard.
Let's search for the meaning of life as it had never been witnessed before. The Jointery Podcast.
You know, nothing says you care about your wife like ordering her fucking pajamas the day before Mother's Day, knowing that there's no fucking way they'll get here. That's love. That is fucking love. You know what I'm saying?
Is that better, Luke, or not good? It's not happening.
It was turned sideways for a second, and then now it's not turned sideways. I don't know what's going on.
I mean, some of these pajamas are $250, man.
Honestly, Hannah, I don't think it really...
Where are you getting pajamas from, dude? I just go to Target or get the Costco ones.
No, my wife likes the bougie... Oh, Ben will tell you, we're bougie here. We're real bougie.
His kids don't eat anything but lobster and mussels and shellfish.
Exactly.
And, you know.
Secure bougie. Checkout.
Bougie. What about Wheeler?
Come on. Come on.
You're add fine. A gift note. I don't think I need to add a gift note.
Am I flipping or not flipping?
It's not flipping, but it's not a big deal. Honestly, it doesn't really matter. You're totally fine the way you are. We love you for just how you are, Hannah.
So dumb.
Okay. 10% off coupon. Now I'm living. Are we doing this podcast? Are we still doing a podcast today? What's the deal? What's
playing? I think we're recording.
Hannah, we are professionals. I don't know if you've been on a podcast before or not, which I'm pretty sure you have. This is how our podcast goes. There's no real prepping. Wait, you've already been fucking recording? God damn it, Ben. I've been shopping for pajamas, man. And you've been recording for fucking 2 minutes.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's how we do it here. So, welcome
to the Jointery Podcast. Yeah, I feel since we got a guest, I got to be like semi-professional.
A little professional, just a little bit. Just add, you know.
Sorry, I'm not professional because I can't turn my screen sideways like you two professionals.
We'll let the internet judge you. I mean, that's the truth of it.
Yeah, that's what we're here. Like, we present the information. They're your judges, you know. Us, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
What else? Man. By the people of the.
There we go.
So did you?
Oh man, this is gonna suck. Your audio is just not good.
Whose?
Mine.
Hannah's. It keeps cutting in and out.
My wife and I don't do a lot for each other.
Let me go get earpods.
Yeah, that might help. Luke was right. See, those are the stickers we should be, like, stickers like that is what we should be passing out. Like,
I mean, yeah. Like, this is the one I passed out at, I don't know if this is actually good. Oh,
at Maker Camp?
Okay. Yeah, that was my Maker
Camp.
Or
at Workbench Go. Yeah.
I didn't go to Workbench.
That's right.
Camp sticker. That's Luke was right.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you not hear me?
Now we can hear you fine, yeah. Sounds great.
Do I sound like I have a $500 microphone?
You do sound like you have a $500 microphone.
Good. Because these were probably $500, so there we go.
Are you serious? Holy moly.
No, I don't know. If Luke was buying them, they'd be $500. Yeah. I shop at Costco and get the best deal.
That's the
$9 pajama pack of two. Look. Comes with two pack.
We don't do a lot, okay, like gift giving and shit like that, but when we go gifting, we go hard. So like, I want to get her some fancy ass pajamas. Plus, let's be honest, it's really a gift for myself, you know.
Oh yes.
Like,
I hear you.
Like, I'm sitting here getting excited trying to picture which ones these pajamas are gonna look like on her. I'm like, these ones pajamas are super, super nice. And I'm like, they could be worth $260.
Like, what website are you on? I didn't even know there's like a website.
Eber J. This is the one she digs. Eberjay. I know she doesn't like a lot of shoulder, but you know, it's summertime. So I'm thinking, like, you know, might get her like, Oh, this is nice too. Like, this is like a capri pant one. Yeah. Okay, now we're talking.
I was thinking, capris are so out, Luke. No one wears freaking capris. Those are high waters. I'm just using the word 1996.
I don't know what the fuck these things are, Hannah. They go like up to her. They look like bell bottoms, but they only go down to your calf. What is that called?
Yeah, that is called a high water. We are not in 1996. The 90s have called that back. No, that's a no. We want I just learned what a cropped shirt was. Do you know why we wear pajama bottoms? Because our legs are hairy and we want them covered. If I have a half-cropped capri, now I have to put lotion on and shave my legs. That's not what I'm trying to go for with when I'm wearing pajamas.
With lotion and...
If you guys didn't know, you all, this maker community is actually the support of my pajama wearing. So right now I'm wearing my rustic grain. I've not changed since I got out of bed. Wait, you're still
wearing pajamas? Those pajamas you're wearing?
Yes, I sleep in my maker community shirts. So I don't even pay for my pajamas.
That is awesome. I love that. The fact that Hannah rocks
it's classy. My husband doesn't love it, but I love it.
I was just going to say, shouldn't there be on these pajama websites, shouldn't they show you like pictures of how they look like thrown across the bed or thrown across the floor or something like that? That's how they really should advertise them, right? Like these adult websites. You know what I mean? Like,
that's what Luke's going for.
Dude, it's just it's a website for adults. You say adult websites, like I'm buying her like lingerie or like fucking, you know, some like some stuff. No, I'm buying her classy stuff. You know,
classy pajamas.
But here's my barometer. Okay, here's my barometer. If for some reason she had to get up while she's wearing her pajamas and answer the door, right? Like, would she be comfortable doing it?
God, you are such a thoughtful man. I
want it to be borderline yes. That's the goal. I don't want it to be a full on, yeah, no problem. Like, then you're not getting the right pajamas, right? You want it to be like,
yes,
I'll do it, right? But like, you don't want it to be no, because then she'll never wear those.
Yeah, that's true. I love how we've been doing this for 6 minutes. It took less than 6 minutes for Hannah to get to the jointery level where she's talking. she's here with us. You're here with us. That's it. Oh, God.
Nothing's off limits here.
Yeah. If you guys didn't know, Hannah is joining us from Surf Prep. And the reason Hannah's here, other than to help Luke pick out pajamas for his wife, is we're doing the West Coast Maker Meetup again, guys. And we're pumping it, dude. It's June 8th. At Surf Prep in Lake Elsinore. It's going to be a great event. This thing's getting bigger than we expected, quicker than we expected. It's starting to blow up, man. Mm-hmm. It's starting to really blow up. And,
yes.
We are really excited. And Hannah, thank you so much for being here with us, and thank you so much for hosting the event again this year. We just can't
wait. We are freaking... Oh, look, it's a puppy.
Oh, it's a puppy. I get distracted easily, Ben. Jesus Christ.
Oh, say hi, Daisy.
He's
just cute.
Oh, that's a big old sausage.
I mean, when your dog comes to say hi, I know she is a sausage. And my turtles just woke up. They're so cute. So anyways, we just rented, it's called, so the dude who did my wedding, my DJ for my wedding, we rented him or hired him this year for the event, which is going to be really, really cool. He bought an old ambulance, I think, and he turned it into a DJ rock box. So he just like pops
it.
So his name's Mikey.
For a second.
My dad was calling.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You said it pops open, and what happens?
It just pops open. He has like all the music, all everything rocking and rolling. So that's really sweet. Yes. It's cool. And then we're trying to get the St. Jude crew out. So I think they're going to send a family who will be able to share their story as well.
Oh, great.
All of the food has been planned. So you guys remember the food from last time. So that is all dialed in.
Tacos.
We've got that. So it's all Michael's family. They have the taco truck. They're coming. And then I'm going to do my Costco trip and get some new pajamas and also get a bunch of drinks and all of that for the event.
Two pack.
Yes.
You get
the two pack for $9.99.
Yeah.
Sometimes on sale. But we are like loaded up with all the giveaways and gifts. So everyone's been sending in their gifts, and or not the gifts, like the giveaways. So Bumble shoots.
The donations.
Mullet.
Yeah, yeah, the donations.
Donations. Yeah, yeah. Yes. So yeah. It's going to be rad. I think we're going to raise a ton of money too. Because it's a free event for everyone. That's... So just come, hang out, eat free food.
We raised a lot of money last time.
Drink for free.
Last year we raised a lot of money for the Cats, Jonathan Katz-Moses Workers for Disabilities and Woodworkers for Disabilities. And this year it's Makers for St. Jude. And Mike, I wish Mike could come out for it, the event. Heard anything or has he mentioned anything or?
I keep trying to talk to him about it, but I don't know if it's going to happen or not. I wish. Yeah. I hope, but.
If
there are a lot of people who are coming out for it, and I think they want to rumble both of you.
Yeah, we've heard you've got a star-studded lineup showing up to this thing. The Polish Retriever and the Daniel Dunlap and the Polish Retriever.
Mayo and the Polish Retriever.
Mayo and the Polish Retriever. I was forgetting his name. And the Jesse Builds.
Building Jesse.
Anything else? Anybody else from that podcast, that Sawdust podcast coming out?
Brayden is coming from Little Bug. And then also Kamani is going to be coming from Van Stray. I think they've all got their flights and everything too. Wow. So there are some out of towners coming out. So it's going to be it's not going to be just West Coasters. It's going to be a lot of people heading this way.
Yeah. It looks like Malcolm
Kamani, he gives a good time.
Kamani is a good time.
He gives a good time? Is that what you said?
I don't know. How am I supposed to say it?
I don't know.
Well, that sounded like you were shopping on an adult website again. So
he gives a good time.
I mean, this is why I roll on incognito mode all the time. I don't even know where I'm going to end up on the internet. You know, like you start one place with this one idea, and then next thing you know, you're looking at.
Don't know what you're 3D printing and selling in private, dude. So. We just call you our friend, and we hope for the best.
We love you for that.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. We're going to have a real-life podcast wars, from Bossa Nova Woodworks. You made that clip with all the podcasts.
and you know what's even the best about it is that in the classy downtown Lake Elsinore, we could have a real rumble.
There you go.
And I'm sure some homeless – crackheads will join in too.
Yeah, there's broken bottles laying around, bricks and stuff just laying around, in downtown Lake Elsinore.
I mean, the good part about being in Lake Elsinore is you could be as rowdy and crazy as you want, and you still won't outdo your neighbors.
Yeah.
Oh, ain't that the truth?
That is the truth.
Nobody's going to complain on anybody in Lake Elsinore.
This is going to be a great event, dude. We're really excited. We got some great sponsors involved. Brunt is going to be raffling off of some boots. We got Mullet. We got Bumble Shoots. We got
Total Boat.
We got Toro.
Did Montana send something to me?
They said they were going to. Yeah. Yeah. You sent a picture. Yeah. You sent a picture. Yeah. Montana brand tools.
Walrus Oil.
Yeah. Competing oil companies. Look at that.
That's going to happen. They're going to have to lube shit up and face off against each other.
We're actually going to lube Dan and Pete up, one in Walrus Oil, one in Bumble Shoots, and they're going to wrestle. This is going to be.
You know what?
Okay, so now I have to buy a pit. Okay.
You got
to
buy a pit.
Just buy a kid's pool, like one of those kiddie pools. That's big enough.
Yeah.
I'm calling it a pit, Luke. I'm just making it sound bougier, but I'll get it at Costco. Yeah, I like saw they were on
it's
sale.
Good idea.
Yeah, yeah.
She'll get an oil pit.
It'll be a pack of two. Dude, this is getting better and better as we go. I can't wait.
Oh, Crocodile too. I'm looking at your shirt.
Oh yeah, Crocodile cloth. Yeah, the homies
stuff too.
Yeah, they're awesome. Yeah, dude. So it's just going to be a great event. Last year was, or 2 years ago when we did it, it was awesome. So many people, so many local makers showed up. It was great because so many people showed up that we didn't even know were going to show up. You know what I mean? Like it was just, it was just so random that, and when we met new people, like I met Rob Sandstrom, your homie Rob. I met him for the first time last year, and I didn't even know he was a person. until he showed up. You know what I mean? Like,
I love Rob so much. I freaking love Rob.
Yeah, Rob is the coolest
dude. You know, a lot of people say that about Rob is they didn't even know he was a person.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it was great. Meeting Jeffrey from, Jay Henson, Jeffrey, he's a local LA guy. That was awesome. I know we got some really big names coming out. So, it's going to be great, guys. And some local makers are going to be there that you're going to want to come meet. Like John Wicks is going to be there. And, you know, I'm sure, we're going to see some, Wood Brain probably there and Eric from No Bad Tides and, yeah, it's gonna be fun, guys. It's gonna be a great thing, and it's also gonna be just for a great cause. That's the main thing, is we're all raising money for something that's super important, which is fighting child cancer. And you know, we just can't wait to get there and make some money. You know, that's the main thing.
I've done charity events with St. Jude's before, and man, it is probably one of the best run organizations, like in terms of like how they use your money, right? And what happens when they use your money? I mean, you're literally saving lives, like
literally.
I mean, yes, kids' lives. You know, so if you don't want to save kids' lives, then like, I don't know, tell you.
I don't know if there's anybody out there who doesn't want to save kids' lives.
I mean, it's everybody who doesn't come to this event, apparently, or you know, donates online. I mean, they just don't want to save kids' lives.
If you're not here, if you don't come at an event to this event and participate,
you're into dead kids. That's what Ben's saying.
Jeez, man, this is horrible. Be better, people. Be better out there.
Yeah,
be better. Come to the West Coast Maker Meetup.
Yeah.
Besides all that, it's a good time. You know, it's really fun. I mean, I've been to a lot of meetups, and what I thought was so much fun about the California one was that, you know, you go to, you know, oh God, why am I blanking on the name? Not Workbench, the other one, Maker Camp, and like people have been going, like you talk to everybody, and they're like, I've been coming here 3, 5, 10 years, whatever, you know, and then you go to Workbench Con, it's very similar, but like at the West Coast one, everybody was like, why are there not more here on the West Coast? Like, do you know how many
makers there are
west of the Mississippi River? Like, a lot. And plus California.
So my goal?
Yeah.
Great vacation destination. That's the other thing. But no, my goal is that our warehouse and that it's a great place to host something. But my goal is that Surf Prep is going to have to rent out a space to host it.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what Ben and I were talking about yesterday, was that, like, you know, like people really had so much fun. Plus it being on the West Coast, like you could come to this event, but make it like, I made it a Disney trip with my family. Like we went to Disney the day before, you know, it was amazing.
Yeah.
And like, I was like, dude, people are going to be talking about this event in like 3-4 years from now. Like I was at the first one when it was like 100 people in the parking lot. We were just playing bags. Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
And yeah, this year it's going to be over double the size. And
think so.
Yeah.
I definitely think so. And we're going to need to put it. Eventually, you know, there's not going to be enough room for everybody to stand around in your parking lot getting high around the corner. So we're going to have to put a tent. We're going to have to put a tent up with.
Who I don't know who did that.
Ben, you should have a hot box tent out there.
There were quite a few of the West Coast makers over there, Hannah. You weren't paying attention, but a bunch of these pothead West Coast makers were all around the corner getting high.
I resemble that remark.
Yeah. Okay. So it's weed's legal.
Oh
here,
my gosh.
You know what I mean? I know what the back of the Surf Prep headquarters looks like because I've been behind the building. So you know,
good times in the back of the Surf Prep headquarters. Oh yeah,
Ben, you should have a hot box tent, right? Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about.
Who's gonna sponsor it? I'm sure one of the local
dispensaries.
We got plenty of distilleries.
Yeah, there's plenty of dispensaries around here that can. That
you guys have just involved. Identified a huge gap in the maker market, which is maker snacks, right? You know, like there needs
maker
to be a
snacks
brand. Yes. For snacks in the shop, right? You know,
I'm surprised that nobody's done that yet. I'm surprised that nobody's done that.
Dude,
shop snacks. Shop snacks sounds like a great. Shop snacks sounds like a great brand name.
You know, I mean, maybe, like, you know,
maybe that's our thing, Luke. Maybe the Jointry Podcast, we can put out shop snacks by the Jointry Podcast.
It sounds like a good idea to me.
We can get 3D DIY Dave to do our marketing and
Dave,
our packaging.
Dave's coming.
Yes, that's the other thing I was going to bring up. Guys, if you haven't been here, if you haven't been anywhere where Dave from 3DIY Dave is, he's going to be scanning. He's doing the Maker Scan project here at the West Coast Maker Meetup, guys. It's going to be awesome. You get a chance. I know I'm excited. I keep thinking about different poses. Like, I kind of trying to decide what pose I want to be immortalized in, because
can I make a recommendation?
Yeah, I'd like to hear your recommendation, actually.
Okay, pose in
we'd
a way
like
that's
to see
easy
it
to...
actually.
Well,
yeah, you got to pose you show it to us.
Yeah, absolutely. Here, hold on. Okay. So, like, you're gonna want to pose right where you're in an easy to print position, right? So if you put your arms out like this,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
there's too much support material. So you want to have your arms in. Okay?
That makes sense. Yeah,
or your
sense.
Arms to your sides, which is really lame. But arms in, I do like the hands on the hip move. Right?
Yeah, you got the Peter Pan. You got the Peter Pan look.
I did an arms crossed like this.
The arms crossed is
good
a good
too.
Move.
Arms crossed is a good one. Right? You could also do arms over the head. Right?
Ooh.
That's a good
I
one.
I like that one. I like that
you
one.
You do a hand on the hip with the you know, just gotta don't you don't want to have your elbow out at a 90 degree. You want to be up somewhere in the 45 degree range.
How about the thinker?
You could do the thinker.
The thinker.
You know, you just gotta have your elbow close to your body when you do the thinker.
Yeah, that makes sense. This has been serious. I've been trying to think of the best pose. I mean, maybe the Burt Reynolds where I'm just laying across something like the surf prep.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
the other part that you're not gonna like is I would not recommend wearing a hat.
Oh,
why? No, I wore a hat.
And also scanning doesn't work well with glasses, right? So you either got to cover the lenses with tape, right? Or you got to do something. But like the hat, the brim of the hat is challenging to print.
How big of thing can he scan? Can he scan?
You can scan a group you. Of pe- That's what you're asking.
Look. Wow. Nice fat joke to throw in there. No, I mean, can you do a group of people? Can he scan like a group of us standing together and then print that as a group kind of thing? Or is that?
I feel like that would be a lot and a lot of stillness for a long time.
Huh. Okay. That makes sense.
Well, like, yeah, don't you just want to like G.I. Joe it? You could like G.I. Joe you and your friends together.
There you go. G.I. Joe it.
I'm just making this up. I've seen what other people have done.
I like the term G.I. Joe it. I've never heard
just G.I. Joe. And then if you and Luke get in a fight, or if you or whoever get in a fight, and then you could like move them out of your posse. Do you get what I mean?
Dude, we should have like little minis, like little army mini. Like we should all bring like a, you know, and like all the podcasts should have like little war like sets. You know what I mean? Like
battle sets. You could
podcast battle sets. That'd be awesome.
Look, what you could do, right, is you could scan everybody individually how they want to be, and then I could design like a tiered stage, right, that you could 3D print. That'd be like a surf prep. It'd be like a class photo thing. So I can make it big. You can make it big enough where if somebody wanted to print everybody who showed up, right, or everybody got scanned.
That would be sick.
We could come up with a display system for that. No problem. That's easy.
Yeah, I think Dave's missing out the boat here. He could be marketing podcast groups together in like, you know, his little packaging he does for his action figures.
Yes.
Can you imagine? Yes. Like you could get the Jointry Podcast action figure set of me and you together, Luke.
Dude, I'm telling you, man. You know? It's a collectible situation. I know there's somebody out there who's trying to print everybody too, which is a lot of work. You know?
Yeah.
That is a lot of work.
I haven't started
printing. They're doing it, though.
Yeah, I haven't started printing anybody until I am scanned. That's my rule.
But until
I'm scanned, I'm not going to print anybody else.
That's not self-centered at all.
Makes sense.
You know. But, okay, here's another thing, Ben, that you should consider, okay? Is that with my scans, which I thought I'd be funny and do like a hero pose, right?
Yeah, I saw that.
Look, if you just look straight ahead, right? the benefit to that is that you can go in and chop your head off, right? And then use it to size 3D printed helmets, right? Oh, okay. So yeah. If you wanted to make sure that like a Mandalorian helmet was the right size, okay, you could use your scan to do that. Me, as the jackass who's looking up, I can't rotate and position the helmet right.
Oh, yeah. Because
it's like that, you know?
That makes sense.
Yeah. So if I get scanned again, I'm definitely going with a straightforward snarl look.
Yes. You know? I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be fun. I'm excited. I think it's cool. I'm so glad that he was willing to come out for this and be a part of it.
So sweet. Freaking love him. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's gonna be great.
And I hope baby mini Dave comes too.
Oh, he better bring baby little Dave. I'll be so mad if he
doesn't. Puppet Dave?
Puppet Dave, yeah.
Puppet Dave.
No, I think they call him
like L-I-L.
No, I think they call him Little Dave. Yeah, Little Dave.
Little Dave.
Little Dave.
Little Dave. Yeah, it's going to be a great event. Just overall, I cannot wait. It's coming up quick, guys. It's only less than like 3 weeks or 3 weeks, a little over 3 weeks away or something like that.
Yeah.
It's coming up quick. Like we said, we got a bunch of good sponsors involved. It's going to be just so much fun. I expect this year to be just so much more impressive than the first year. You know what I mean? There's going to be way more people there. We have more sponsors involved to raffle off stuff.
General Finishes GF is coming out and they're going to have a booth.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Your girlfriend's coming.
Very exciting.
Is Apollo coming out again? Have we heard?
Apollo is coming out. Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. See, that was great last year, like getting to use their sprayer. And like, I think that's the takeaway also this year is like, we're trying to have more hands-on things for people to do and actually like, you know, use like tools and stuff like that, because, you know, that's what people love about Maker Camp. And that's what people love about, you know, that experience. So we're trying to bring that here to the West Coast Maker Meetup, and you know, eventually maybe, you know, it'll grow to the point where, you know, you can actually, you know, do a lot more things like that. But, you know, we're working there. We're working towards it.
I got a great tagline for Apollo Sprayers that they should change their company's tagline immediately.
Okay.
They should say, "We spray, we don't play."
Ooh. You should let John know that.
We
spray, we don't play.
He sent me a sprayer, and I've done, unfortunately, only like one project with it. It is a cooler tool than I am. I mean, I need to paint more stuff. That thing is such a cool machine. I mean, it's really
I love it. I used mine a few times now, and it's great. It's a great, great product. I sprayed my son's Minecraft dresser in his room, and it turned out amazing. For somebody who's not like experienced at spraying and stuff like that, their product was great. It made it so simple for me.
I love it. There's no waste, like hardly any waste when you're spraying. It's they're a great brand, great people.
Yeah. And John himself freaking called me and gave me like an hour tutorial of how to use the sprayer. Like, and I was like, "Do you do this for everybody?" He's like, "Yeah, I try to as much as I can." I'm like, "What a great fucking company!" You know what I mean? Like,
he's cool. Awesome. I hit him up on the weekend, and they got back to me. You know?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm jumping, Anna.
Yeah, you better be sorry, Luke. No, they're in Vista,
I'm married.
California,
I'm always sorry.
So they're right down the street.
Yeah, they're right.
Smart
down the
man.
Street.
Smart
yeah,
man.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh man, dude, well, this is awesome.
So it's gonna be a good time. I can't believe it's in less than a month. I'm like, holy smokes, it's crazy, but it'll be good.
Yeah, are Skylar and Mary really excited to be a part of it and be here this time?
They are excited to be a part of it this year. Yeah, they were out of town last year. I don't know where the heck they were.
They were
so the only thing that is sad is my brother and sister-in-law. They are flying home that same exact day early in the morning, so they're going to be skipping it. Sky Jr. Luke, you met Sky Jr. before.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
At WorkageCon, I think.
Yep.
So they won't be there, but mom and dad will be there. A lot of our co-workers were just told, like, "Hey, if you want to come by and have a good time, come on over, come on." And kids are invited. Family, bring your wives, bring your husbands, bring your kids. Mm-hmm. I mean,
you know, I regret not bringing my kids last year because I'm like, you know, Makers are kind of sketchy, you know, but it was totally family friendly. You know,
totally a family event.
You know, I didn't want there to be like a East Coast, West Coast maker beef or something. My kids would be around, you know.
From what I hear, from what I hear, there might be.
Oh, yeah. And you're leaving me hanging over here, by the way, Luke. Like, I'm going to be having to defend myself against multiple podcasts. I'm going to have that. Luckily, I got David Miller, who's going to have my back. But, you know,
you have David, you have the whole Surf Prep crew. So
I mean, right. do I need to hire a stunt double for myself to come in there? You know?
Yes, you do.
Look, I wish I could be there. I got some personal stuff going on right now that I need to be here for. But like, I have so much FOMO right now. Right, yeah. You have no idea. First of all, you know, I always love making fun of another Woodshop podcast. It is a hobby of mine, right? Yeah. And I take it seriously. Yeah. You know, there's making fun of them, and then there's making fun.
Oh, God, what's he getting?
Yeah, I had to close the door because, you know, there's
like... Bro, you were looking trim, by the way, man. Can I tell you? Yeah. Ooh. You stood up. I was like, this guy's looking like he's lost some weight. Looking good over here.
I was looking at the video I posted with Dave today, and I was like, man, I'm still so fat.
Yeah, you know, that hummus and carrots and stuff you've been eating, I feel like is working for you, bro.
Dude, my brother's been making so much fun of me for this hummus and carrots thing. He's been like sending
hummus and carrots is delicious.
It is, but he's been, and I still haven't tried that stuff that you told me to try, the fancy sauce. Butter, the sauce, right?
Bitchin' sauce. Whole Foods. Yes.
Yeah, it's because my daughter made fun of Whole Foods the last time we drove past it, right?
Why do people do that? We're from California. Well, no, Whole Foods is like everyone's heaven.
Okay, so Ben had told
you that. Chicago people, we don't understand you.
No, we get Whole Foods, right? It's, you know, it's overpriced groceries. It's great, right? But here's the thing, okay? Like, the Whole Foods by us, okay, just so happens to be not as nice as other Whole Foods, right?
His daughter, okay?
So, like, we roll past it, and my daughter's like, oh, that's Bodega Whole Foods. And I'm like... Who told you that? She's like, that's not the good one. I'm like, where is the good one? She's like, I don't know, but I know that's not it. I'm like, like, okay, cool. You know? Like, I mean, Hannah, my kids, on the last vacation we went on, my kids learned what market price meant. You know what I mean? It's hard life raising these kids nowadays.
It is a hard life raising kids nowadays.
Yeah. And I thought, like, it'd be good to, like, make my kids, like, independent, outspoken people, but they just fucking try to wreck me at every opportunity, you know?
Well, look at who their dad is, so I'm not surprised by that one bit.
Yeah.
Not at all. Ugh.
And, like, when your family members, right, where they, like, have similar senses of humor, right, and mm-hmm. to you, they're just, like, way funnier than they are to average people, like, and you're just like, I don't get it, right? My mom is that way to me. Like, my mom could get me laughing harder than anybody, but my daughter, holy shit, that girl is funny. Like, Bubs is ridiculous, but my daughter is, and she's savage, you know? Like, we were sitting out there at this soccer game, right? You know? And she's talking about this other girl, and I was proud of her. She was confident in how she felt about herself in the relationship with this girl and this other girl, and I don't know. It's fourth grade drama. So, but I'm talking to her and she looks at me. She goes, but you know, Dad, she's one of those pick me girls. And I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, you know, one of them pick me girls. And I had to like sit there for like a minute thinking about it. Like, what the hell is a pick me girl? And it's like one of those girls is like, it's just, I just want to be included. Pick me, you know, like, you know? And I'm like, man, she is savage. She's savage. She acts like she hangs out with the teachers at her school half the time. You know, like she doesn't hang out like they're got recess and shit. She's like talking to the teachers about their lives.
The people like that are going to go far. The people who don't care what other people think. Oh, my God. Going back in time. If you're hanging out with the teachers, you're going to go far in life.
Well, that's what you learn. Well, that's where you learn all the inside information. That's what I totally understand that. Like my kids, they're on the in because, you know, hello. I don't know if you guys know, by the way, PTO president officially as of this week. I was sworn in.
What is PTO? That's paid time off. We know PTA.
Well, we have the PTA. Well, the PTA is a parent teacher association, which is a big, a big organization that's, or a big association that's across the whole United States. And they,
yes,
PTO means you're your own organization, which means you keep all your money. Everything, like, you pay into the PTA.
And they, how many, say, how many soccer moms do you get to tell what to do?
Oh, I'm in charge of everybody, bro. Mr. President. Oh. I'm walking around the school. All the teachers are calling me, "Hey, Mr. President, Mr. President." And I come home telling Debbie, "Oh, it's getting a little ridiculous." You know, they're calling me. In the back of my head, I'm like, "Hell yeah, they're calling me Mr. President."
Oh, I feel like you don't even need to pay me for this because I get to tell everybody what the fuck I'm the president.
What did you roll
campaign
that.
Like? Did you have to, like, you know, like,
did you,
like,
get voted
posters
in?
And, like, get, like, pay off people? Like, how did it work?
No, it was a lack of options, I believe, is why I was chosen.
Oh.
No, but
it's just as good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're the only one willing to do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So funny, dude.
Oh my god, that's hilarious. How did I not know that about you? I love that so much. Yeah. That is freaking funny.
Dude, that's you should put that on your resume.
Would for sure put that.
I'm gonna get somewhere. T-shirts made, Mr. President.
Yeah.
Yeah. So funny.
So are you in charge of the money? They got a treasurer.
No, thank God. That's the one thing I told him. I'm like, look, I don't want to be responsible for any money. I don't want to have to. I'm not, like, I picture myself, like, a year from now, you know, in court, you know, some fucking, like, embezzlement bullshit. I'm like, dude, like, I do not want to be responsible for anything.
I'm just trying to help the kids.
Yeah, I'm just here for that, dude. Like,
I mean, he's helping the kids in the school. He's helping the St. Jude kids. I mean, he's a really kids kind of guy.
What a guy.
You're really into kids, bro.
Around.
Hey, don't, you son of a bitch. Don't
really even. Like kids.
Oh my God. Okay. You guys are going to be really mad at me right now.
Why?
As I change the subject.
Yeah.
My phone is at 5%. So I just don't want it to die and me drop off and no one be aware of the fact of why I drop off.
Oh, we're ride or die. We're going to run your phone into the ground.
And then my plan.
And then we're going to tell people that you ghosted us.
That's my plan.
Can you believe that Hannah just big-timed us in the middle of her podcast? She just got up and left.
Especially when we were just getting into how you like kids. I mean, that was really...
Hey! Hey! Knock that shit off.
No, I mean, you
things we've learned today.
I still have to get approved.
Make sure to buy your wife $200 pajamas. And then also...
No, don't.
And we're done.
I still have to get approved by the school board. And
dude,
if they find out I do
shortest
this,
term ever,
if they find out I have this podcast, it might not last. It might not last at all. Debbie mentioned that the other day. She's like, you know, about the podcast you're on, right? Like, you realize that you do a podcast every week with Luke. You know what I mean? If they go researching that shit, I'm like, I know. Believe me, it might be a short term. But
at my last job, right, there was only like three people in the company. And anytime issues came up, I'd be like, I'll play the role of HR. And the other two would be like, fuck no, bro. Like, no. Like, they're like, you know, or anytime the joke came, well, we don't have like an HR person. I'm like, you got me. And they're like, no. Like,
no, you being HR would be like me being HR. That would be the worst decision anyone. We are the reason people go to HR because of people like us.
Look, but if I was HR, I have a plan on what I would do first, right? My first move.
What would you do?
I would create standardized complaint forms, right? You're like, you know, so you're like, oh, Luke offended you, right? It's like a form that's like halfway. You got to put your name on there, check a few boxes of what I did to offend you. There'll be a slot there for other. There'll be a paragraph section for complaints. It will really streamline the process.
Yeah. And then at the bottom, it'll say, please flip this page over, and you'll flip it over and it'll just be a big middle finger on the back.
No, it'll be one of the, you remember this old school like thing where you'd see them in school all the time where it was like a piece of paper with a circle on it. And it'd be like, you tape it to the wall and you'd be like, bang head here. Right.
Oh, yeah.
That was something that
I think was that was only you doing that. I've never done. I don't think I've ever seen that.
I grew up in an age where people had telephones in their house. I don't know. I can't relate to shit anymore. So,
no, so, not at all.
Hannah, have we introduced your, have you introduced, have you talked about your new person that you have working with you at your business?
Oh, Cassie, my new marketing assistant. She has been so amazing. Have you met her yet?
I haven't met her yet. That's why I was wondering if you want to introduce her to the population here on the podcast.
She is like my saving grace. She is doing all of my marketing flyers, taking pictures, editing pictures, doing our new catalog, updating the website where I can't even get back to people on Instagram. Yeah. So now my whole life is changing. And that was the thing. It's like, I wasn't looking to hire a marketing person to do what I do. I need someone who has the skills to do what I don't have time for.
Yeah.
And she is amazing. She was taking an Adobe Illustrator class just to help increase her skills. I'm like, dude, we're going to pay for that class. She's like, well, I started taking it before I worked for you. I'm like, you're bringing those skills and helping us, girl. So
that's awesome.
Really good. She'll
be there at the event, I'm assuming.
I hope so. I invited her. We invited all of the employees. So we hope people will come.
I mean, I just assumed she would be there capturing it and, you know, socialing, mm-hmm. and, you know,
maybe, doing mm-hmm. You guys have mm-hmm. like normally, like when I leave work, like the last thing I want to do is see my coworkers again. But like you guys have such like a family vibe running there. And like when I was there, I was surprised how many people were like there. And like, you know, I'm like, I was like, you work here? And like, yeah, you know, I'm like, you know, but you're clearly just here to hang out today. They're like, yeah, man, it's fun. Yeah. Like it's really, I mean, look, I love you guys so much. You guys have just such the best vibe. Like, it's just a great family environment, you know? And
thank you. We love it. We hope everyone else loves it. I
know you guys put a lot of work into it and Ben never talks about it, but you know, so it's just a really special thing. So
it is. You know what I've been loving lately though, Hannah, and I'm wondering, the reason I brought Cassie up is, I'm loving the new videos that you're producing at your account. Now, are those your ideas or are those Cassie's ideas that are coming?
Those are definitely my ideas.
Okay, well, I love them. I mean, you guys, whatever the latest one with the bull or the other one with so the bull the other day, it was so good, dude.
I had probably 50 people sending me the lady who like goes and then the water like squirts out. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, we're going to have to call HR Luke. If I do one of those, exactly. We're going to have to do complaints to HR Luke. I can't do that.
If you are a surf prep employee, listen to this, and you have a complaint about anything, you could DM me at I don't really give a fuck on Instagram. You know,
I'm going to put that up in our warehouse.
Care of HR, I don't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no, I love the new videos. I love the you guys are like making like this little like effort to be more trending and stuff like that. But that's great though. I think it's great for the brand. I think it's great for you guys. You know,
I should probably make some videos about sanding though too.
No, who cares about that? No, that's what I do. But dude, that's what I love. Have you seen this new car salesman guy? This guy on Instagram, he's taking over the internet. He's taking over Instagram. This guy, Doug something, he's a car salesman. And he's from like the Midwest or something. I'm seeing his videos like constantly. And David Miller loves him too. But it's the same thing. He like has a little funny clip at the beginning of the commercial, of the beginning of the video. And then he comes in and starts like talking about selling cars and stuff. And it's hilarious.
Oh,
it's
my gosh.
So clever. You know what I mean? Like, anyways, but. Yeah, I just love the direction you guys are going. I wanted to bring it up before I forgot because I've been laughing. David's been laughing. We've been talking about it. It's pretty funny.
It's been fun.
Anything to be relevant and you know, keep people interested. You know what I mean? So
keep it exciting. Oh yeah, yeah.
Dude, I almost followed Duolingo for that same exact reason because their ads, their current social media is just so strong, like it's crazy. So they're using trending music, right? And they're applying it to the Duolingo logo. This is a green owl looking thing, and it's just so fucking funny. So you guys know about the Kendrick Lamar Drake battle that's going on right now?
Yeah.
I don't even know anything about that, but I know there is a battle.
Oh my god. Yeah. And if you want a rabbit hole jump into that. Oh my God. It is thoroughly entertaining. But this dude dropped this song called BBL Drizzy. And he basically made it into a challenge where he's like, I'll make you a beat for whoever has the best diss track to Dre on my beat. And he put it out there and Duolingo got in on it. And they had the owl twerking. And it was so fucking funny.
That's awesome.
Oh, my God.
You need a mascot, Hannah. Like, I know the van is cool, but, like, you need a mascot. Right?
I know. We tried little...
She's
she told us it was going to die, and it did.
Dude, and right at the point where she's going to start talking about what what they've been working on a mascot. So Surf Prep's apparently working on a mascot.
Yeah, now we have a little secret, a little something, a little Easter egg.
What do you think their mascot's going to be?
Ooh, I don't know.
Maybe be like a rad pad, you know?
Maybe a talking surfboard. Maybe like a little surfboard guy.
I mean, maybe they could take that van and turn it into like one of the cars, the Pixar Cars things.
Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah.
You know, that'd be fun.
Yeah, it would be fun. Well, that was awesome, man. I'm glad she is able to come on. I'm bummed that she got. I was thinking, man, we're so close. We're going to be able to wrap this up with her. But she didn't make it.
You know. I was thinking to myself, I'm like, it has to be down to like 1 or 2% by now, right?
Yeah. I kept thinking the same thing in the back of my head. I'm like, any second now.
Maybe Cassie should tell her about those battery bank charger things. You know,
she needs a Mophie. You gotta get her a Mophie, Cassie.
Hannah's so close. You know, she's so close, right? But now we love Surf Prep, the best people, and this West Coast Maker meetup on June 8th. It's going to be a lot of fun. You will not regret going. If your family is like, well, you know, you got to deal with your family, just bring them, right?
I'm bringing my whole family. My kids will be there. They were there last year. They were running around with all the other kids who came.
Plus, you'll meet the largest makers in the maker community at this event. Like, if you want to meet every maker that's over, like, 6'2", right, they're at this event.
Yeah. That's the one thing I do have going for me.
Except for Morgan, Hop Muffin, Stone from Onefinity, and Call Me Maybe, right? Those are the only tall ones that I don't know if they'll be there.
Justin? Or yeah, Justin Maybe. Tall.
Right, Justin's pretty tall. Yeah.
Justin, I've never actually met him in person. I've talked to him on camera and stuff, like we've video chatted. I've never met him in person, so I haven't seen his height.
He's just as interesting in person.
Yeah, I just know he's tall. I you know how with me, dude. I like to size up somebody when I'm standing next to him because I feel tall around most people. Every once in a while, you know, somebody like JR shows up, and JR makes me feel like a little dude. Or Andrew, yeah.
Even fucking John Wick is tall.
Yeah, he's a tall dude.
He doesn't look tall in his videos. He's taller in person.
You know he started talking. Have you noticed that John Wick? Ever since he did our podcast, he now talks on his feed.
It's funny because him, you think someone else is voicing over his shit.
Yeah, prior to him doing our podcast, he never talked. But now it's like we broke him out of his shell, man. We got him to talk, dude. And I love that. He's so funny.
You know, it makes me think of this interesting conversation I had with Luke from P.L. Smith, right?
Yeah.
You know, and we were talking about, you know, what?
I thought you were going to say yourself.
Luke's one something.
No, I thought you were going to say yourself. This reminds me of this interesting conversation I was having with Luke, myself.
Dude, I think every conversation I have with myself is pretty interesting. You know, there's only a portion of it I'd say out loud.
All right, you and Luke were talking about you.
How to make your content more engaging, right?
My content, personally,
we're talking about you specifically. Right? We both agreed that the less of you in it, the more interesting it gets, right?
That's what I figured.
Yeah. It's because he's making like they do the Made for Makers, right? Which is going on right now, which is exciting, right? It's a great way to put yourself out there, things like that. So you know, we were talking about it, and you know, the basically, you know, it was like, you know, like what could you do? And I don't know about you, man, but like the people that I find on social media that are the most entertaining are the ones that put themselves out there awkwardly. Like you could tell they don't want to talk about all this stuff, but like they want to be an influencer, you know? So they're like, I'm weird and I'm just going to be weird on camera. Cause which is my whole mantra, you know, just as weird as possible.
Like that's just you in a box, my friend.
Yeah. Like I'm looking for a job right now, and every employer, they're like, oh, see you on social media. And I'm sitting there fucking deleting posts as fast as possible. I'm like, what's up with this Luke of the Grouch thing? And as they're talking, I'm like, And I got my phone's volume all the way down. I'm just deleting every fucking post, right? Thank God I don't promote this podcast.
I was going to say, I'm surprised we're still doing a podcast after.
Yeah, hit up this podcast. I am unemployable. Screwed. So, you're looking for somebody who's just going to be in your office telling everybody what they think about them. Like, I'm your guy. So, anyways, the whole point of the thing is that I don't know, man. I was suggesting that, you know, like they show more of themselves, and like to see John Wick. Like talking and like, no, but like I'll go through my feed, man. Nobody does voiceovers. Nobody's in front, like such a few percentage of people are in front of the camera. Right.
Yeah.
And like, I occasionally get people asking me like, well, you know, I don't know why my content never does anything. And I'm like, it's because you're not putting yourself out there. Right. Like, you know, maybe in the people who like those posts that you get where like you post some, you're pulling the brush out of the glue. Right. You get millions of views.
I'm feeling attacked, but go ahead.
But no, you get millions of views, you get tons of followers, but those followers were only following because that one post.
Yeah, I get
it. You know, whereas like if you're almost like vlogging on it, right? People get invested in your life, right?
Yeah, I mean, dude, that was why I got into, you know, Trevor from Madeira Design, Ray from Rosser Designs. Andrew from, you know, ADD Woodworking. That's why I got into their accounts, because dude, they would do 20-minute long story posts. Like there would be 20 minutes of stories. You know what I mean?
But people need to do that in their reels, because stories aren't discoverable, right?
Yeah.
So they think like, oh, I'm gonna show you who I am in my stories, right? Okay, but that's just for your followers, right? And like, I don't look at stories a lot. Right.
Yeah.
Because I look at posts, because I'm not on Insta all that much, as much as I was. And I just want to help boost up the people's posts, you know, instead of like catching up with them on the stories. Like I'm trying to help out their accounts, you know, if I can. It's like, and I'm like, but like I go through my feed, and it's like, dude, like how are you going to maintain somebody's interest? Like, you know, if you are making a box, a wooden box, right?
Yeah.
Like, who's going to get invested in the process unless you're like a cinematographer, you know?
Do you follow Leah? God, I'm freaking blanking on her account name. Leah Holgtalin? Holgtalin? Leah Holgtalin.
Maybe.
Woodworking. She's got like the faux hawk. She's like a, you know, a lady who, this lady, I don't know if you know.
Oh yeah. Yes.
That's what I love about her reels and stuff. Like she treats her reels like she treats, like people treat stories.
And that's what I was telling them, is that if you just took the 2 minutes of stories that you posted and posted that as two reels or one 2 minute reel, like, people are going to get invested in you.
Yeah. Right? Well, that's why I like her, because I mean, I don't know her. I've never met her, never talked to her, but I follow her because she's intriguing, and she's making
fucking wooden birds.
Yeah. She's making all kinds of silly stuff, or cool stuff. It's cool, but it's not like she's not doing like crazy stuff, but I get locked in whenever she comes on the screen. You know what I mean? Cause she's very engaging. You know what I mean? She talks to you. She, you know, you feel like you're watching her, you know what I mean?
So like, there's, man. Like, have you ever seen, what's his name? Oh, no. Oh, goddamn. I'm never going to find this guy's account. There's another dude that's like that. And sometimes he gets into political stuff, and sometimes he gets into commercial stuff, and like his voiceovers are well written, you know? So, unlike mine, which that's what I like about her, though. Nonsense.
But I like her because it doesn't. Sometimes she does voiceover stuff where you feel like you're watching a video and she's voicing it over. But then a lot of other times it's just her talking to the camera, but it's just a reel instead of a story, which, and it's funny because David Miller actually mentioned that to me the other day, because who was it? Was it Tiffany from Night Carver Design? She's kind of changed her content up recently to where she's doing more of that on her reels, where she's just kind of like talking through stuff and, like, you know, putting little captions and stuff like that. It seems like that's kind of like a, that seems like a smart way to do it. You know what I mean? I tried that the other day with one of mine. You know, it didn't do great, but.
And like some people are like, well, I'm not that interesting. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
And my point is that if you're not, think you're not that interesting, spoiler alert, you're probably extremely relatable to 99% of people on Instagram.
Yeah. And that's the thing is like, that's what, like that, for example, her account, that lead, her account is, she's not being wild and crazy and you know, over the top entertaining and stuff like that. But you, she's just very confident in the way she talks to the camera. You know what I mean? And it's just like, it comes across that way. You know what I mean? It's
like, I've seen Lee do a little bit where he'll post like his camera footage from his shop where him and his wife are talking. Right,
that was funny. The one he did this week.
Yeah,
I need a one wheeled wagon. she said, "I need a one wheeled wagon."
Yeah, she's like, "You need fucking content. Go make it, bitch." I'm like, "Jesus Christ!"
Danielle's killing me with the one wheel wagon, and he looks over and he goes, "A wheelbarrow."
But like, okay, like the thing is that like those little moments, right? And like, I'm gonna tell you a huge secret. Okay. All that weird shit that goes on in your head, right? Okay.
Yeah.
And all the parts where you're just like, oh God, all of those moments happen to most people, right? And when you start talking about it, oh my God, like people freaking go nuts, dude.
Yeah. I mean, you've been doing a ton of that content for a while now where you're just talking to your camera, you know what I mean? And you voice over stuff and it's just,
Dude, the one post I did,
yesterday or something, was pretty funny.
I mean, the one with the maracas, right? Do you remember the maraca one?
Yeah, that was
funny. Dude, I had so many people hit me up, and they're like, oh, my God. They're like, thank you. This is fucking hilarious, right? Because how many times I post 3D print and stuff, and people are like, you're wasting all that plastic, and they talk about the environment. And I'm like, hey, these couple of spools of filament, right? Like, which are all, most of them are recycled filament, right? Or whatever. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, it sucks that I'm wasting plastic, but like any kind of hobby has waste. There's no nothing in there. And like plastic isn't great, but it's nowhere near how bad takeout containers are and how many takeout containers are there. Like, you want to make an impact, right? Like, why don't you go with packaging or whatever? I said that, and some dude commented in a post. He was like, oh yeah. He was like, that stuff you threw away, he goes, that's nothing. At my work, and the guy says, we have these like giant like laundry bins, and they're like filled with plastic. And they're like, we throw out like 15 of those a day.
Jesus.
You know? And I'm like, it would take me years to throw out enough to fill up one of those things.
Yeah.
You know? Anyways, my point is that, you know, let your freak flag fly. You know,
yeah, man, get up there, talk to the camera, be yourself.
When I started posting regularly, that's the one thing Jackie told me. She's like, be your weird self. She's like, don't like hide who you are for anything. She goes, and as weird as I get, the weirder I get, more people are excited about what I post. It's stupid.
I've been meaning to ask you, did you lose the keys to your garage?
No, I did not. And it's warming up, and I've got these project ideas that I want to start to work on, right?
Has your arm atrophied from not going up in the air like this?
It has. It,
you know what I mean?
I mean, honestly, and I really want to get in the garage and play up my CNC. That's the tool. And at Harvey Bandsaw, I got at the end of last year.
I'm surprised both Stone and Harvey haven't come and repoed those things from you.
I mean, come at me, bro. You know where I live. You sent the shit to me. You know, I get it. I wouldn't hate on you. You know, I'm not going to treat you like how I treat Mom Port. You know, I told them they could come fucking pick their laser up right now. And they told me, well, you want to give it to another creator? And I'm like, fuck you. But yeah, I'm gonna.
I miss seeing your content, bro. I miss seeing you out there being funny and crazy and excited. You know what I mean? Just because.
Yeah. It's been, you know, look, when I switched to my last job, it was tough, right? Because I was putting everything into it, emotionally, creatively, because it was a startup. And like, you know, and this year has been just a little bit tough on me and my family. So, you know, it's been hard to do that. But like, I see a light. I've seen glimpses of a light at the end of the tunnel, and I'm going to want to be doing outside shit. And we're about to get hit by an infestation of cicadas here, right?
Oh, I heard you and Bubs talking about that. Yeah.
Bro, lived in Michigan?
No, I never lived in Michigan. I grew up here, but my family lives there. But
Can I talk about cicadas for a minute?
Well, yeah, please do, because we have zero experience of it out here in California. Thank goodness.
Holy shit. Okay, so cicadas, if you are not familiar and you don't live in the middle of the country, right, are a bug that comes out every year, okay? However, most of them, okay, come out once every 17 years, which is, thank God, it's only once every 17 years. I would take once every 25 years, to be honest with you. Yeah. It's horrible, right? So these bugs are about 2 inches long, okay, and about as big around as your pinky. For most people, you've got big hands, so not your pinky, more like, you know. Okay, so it's a big black bug, okay, and they fly so lazily. They'll be flying like between 4 and 8 feet off the ground, and they're like swerving back and forth. Okay. And they're everywhere. Okay. And they make the loudest, most insane noise. It's horrible. So like, so where I live, okay, in about 2 weeks from now, they're already saying they're sightings, right? They've been talking about how this year is going to be especially bad because it's 2024 and 2024 sucks balls. But they're like, it's going to be especially bad because there's two broods of these cicadas that have aligned together, that it just so happens that they're both coming at the same time. Okay.
Can you see them like off in the distance, like coming at you, like a swarm? Yes. Is that impressive?
No, they don't. There's no swarm. They're everywhere. They're on every tree. They're on the sidewalk. They're on your porch. And dogs love eating them too, which is completely disgusting. I can't
wait. So they just show up one day? Like one day they're just there? They're just like, or do you see them?
Yeah, it's like, and it feels like this is what, like, one of the plagues would be like, you know, like the locust plague. I mean, they're everywhere, bro. They're jumping out of trees. Dude, and I had the worst, like, last time. One of my buddies was getting married, and we decided to go golfing as part of his bachelor weekend, right?
Yeah.
We're at this golf course, okay, and they're flying all over the place. But if you're out in the open, right, they usually hang around trees. So if you're, like, out in the open, it's generally not too bad, right? But I'm sitting on this golf course with the buddies and all, anything, and a cicada landed on my ear, okay? Oh. And it started to walk in like it was trying to make my ear hole like fucking its new home.
Wrath of Khan, dude, like straight out of fucking...
Dude, and then it started making the cicada noise, and it sounded like a chainsaw inside of my head.
Oh my God.
And I reached in my ear, and I pull out this cicada, and I'm looking at it, and I throw it on the ground and stomp it, right?
Yeah.
And I got the so badly, right, that I turned to my buddy's golf bag. He pulled out a full bottle of vodka that we were all starting to get ready to drink on, and I took it to the head. Like, I took down at least a quarter of that vodka because I was like, I cannot be sober for the rest of this flight.
Oh my god. Yes.
No. And dude, it was horrible. And dude, I was like, they're just everywhere. And they're so loud and they're so disgusting looking. And this year also has zombie sex infested cicadas, which is a whole extra thing, right?
What does that even mean?
Dude, fuck, there's some kind of fungus that is unique to cicadas, okay? That, like, if you look at a cicada and their ass is white, okay? They're infested right. with this zombie fungus, which is killing them, but the fungus is making them do abnormal things, right? So the male cicadas act like females, so dude cicadas come up and they want to get busy, and they get infected too, and then they can, and then like it's so like so
the,
it's,
this is like the cicada AIDS, like AIDS for cicadas. I mean, that's what it sounds like.
No, it's like a zombie virus for cicadas, and which this is how every zombie movie starts, by the way, so we're clear, okay? Like, it is, this year is such a shit show to begin with, and like this cicada thing is just like, it's, they've been talking about it for like a year and a half, how bad it's going to be, right?
Do they, I know the one landed on your ear, but is that like an abnormal thing? Do they usually leave you guys alone, or?
No, they'll land on you. They're dumb fucking bugs, bro. They'll land on you. You'll be driving and they're just bouncing off your windshield, right? Dude, my brother and I, when we were kids, right? I remember going outside with him with tennis rackets, right? And we were just whacking as many as we could with tennis rackets. Right?
That sounds like a fun day. A little cicada racquetball.
Dude, it is a great day. But every outdoor animal, right, that would eat a bug gets so fat, right? It is so fat. Like, dude, I remember my parents' dog when I was a kid gained like 10 pounds during cicada season because they would go outside and just house cicada after cicada, bro.
Oh my gosh.
It's disgusting, right?
And do they shed their
shells out for some stupid ass reason.
Oh, okay. So that's
so you'll see cicada shells. And then and then they all just die. Okay?
So and they're just laying around everywhere?
Dead cicadas everywhere. And it smells horrible, right?
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
It's like something that's straight out of the Bible, like you were saying. Like, this is like a fucking plague kind of thing.
Dude, it's like horrible. It is horrible. And, you know, when the ground reaches 65 degrees here, right, is when they know it's time to come out and party. And
okay. So how long does this last? How long does the
season? 6 to 8 weeks.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
You're there for a couple months. Holy moly.
It's horrible, dude. There's just so many. Do a Google image search of what a cicada looks like, bro.
Yeah, I'll do that right now.
Giant, disgusting bugs.
I know they're loud. Are they so loud?
They destroy young trees, you know?
Are they so loud that you hear them in your house?
Yes.
Like, you'll be sitting in your house.
Think about it like this. Okay, think about how loud a cricket could be, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like an individual cicada is like 20 times louder than one cricket, but there's millions of them.
Yeah. While cicadas are harmless, they can cause quite a bit of damage externally and internally to vehicles, it says. So it looks like it's really bad for cars and paint.
And it's the weirdest sound, dude. It's like, it's this buzzing sound, and when they're flying around, they got such big wings that you could hear the flapping of their wings, right?
Jeez, and
it's just, dude. I'm telling you right now, when I walk my dogs, I'm gonna be wearing ski goggles, okay, with some over the ear headphones, okay, and like if they land on me, it's gross, but I'll just flip them off. But like, you're not getting into any of my holes this year. I'm just telling you, cicadas, it ain't happening.
The cicada invasion has begun. That's what it says right here in this 2 billion. A billion of two groups of cicadas are set to appear in the 17 U.S. states as a rare natural phenomenon not seen since 1803. Holy moly, dude. This thing hasn't been this bad since 1803.
Dude.
First time in 221 years, the two types of cicadas have risen from the ground at the same time. If rising from the ground, they do sound like zombies. Holy shit, dude.
Dude, just look, just type in our zombie cicadas. Okay.
Yeah, I'll do that right now.
And throw the word sex in there just to make sure you get the right ones. It's not like I'm telling you to look up something that's going to be completely pornographic. It's just
no. I'm looking at it right here. Zombie cicadas are they're controlled. The mind control zombie fungus that affects cicadas. Mind control zombies, dude.
Bro, and now you're trying to tell me, okay, bro, this is not how the zombie outbreak starts.
Yeah, I was going
to
say
this from cicadas to humans. Bye,
bro. Wow. Mariposa consumes cicadas from the inside out and drives them to mate. So it makes them fucking crazy. And it makes them want to just go fuck. That's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
Processes making infected males more attractive to both sexes.
Yeah.
So there, it turns you into a sex machine. Fucking, you're going crazy. Oh my god.
I mean,
gosh,
that's how humans would go down, is if there was like a zombie infestation that made people horny, right? Bye bye, humanity.
Well, it says at least you don't have to worry about your dogs. It says cicadas that possess this thing have minimal risk to your pets.
Minimal. So, it's not minimal. Zero.
Not zero, but minimal.
Yes.
It says mainly the problem is the outer exoskeletons are hard for them to digest, but that's just crazy, bro.
Dude.
They do not bite or sting. They're not toxic to pets, and they're not known for carrying diseases, although this is seems like this one's taken over.
Dude, I'm telling you, I can't express to you how many of these there are. Okay?
It said billions, bro. Billions.
Dude, think about a place that you've been that had the most amount of insects. Okay?
Yeah.
Picture that in your mind, how many insects that was.
Michigan. And that's a lot of, there was a lot of bugs.
Ain't nothing on these cicadas.
Yeah, I know.
They're just so big and noticeable. Like, think about, like, you've seen something, there's like a lot of flies going around, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like that, but worse. So
it's just that buzz has got to be annoying. Or eventually do you just tune it out?
No. It's fucking loud as fuck.
Well, I mean, you know how some things, you know, eventually you just tune them out, you know, or they become background.
Because every time you try to tune it out, man, like they're just flying at your face.
That sounds horrible. This just sounds horrible. I feel bad for everybody who's going to have to deal with this shit. But that's why you live in someplace like California, that you don't have to deal with that shit.
No, you just get earthquakes out there.
Earthquakes aren't that bad, bro. They last for a couple seconds and then they're gone. My brothers and my family dealt with a tornado this week. They had a fucking tornado touchdown in Portage, Michigan, where my parents live, and it tore through the city, destroying businesses and stuff. Thank goodness it didn't like hit very much residential, but my dad's business, it's the craziest shit. Fucking my dad's business lost a few, his building lost a few shingles, had a few broken windows. Right next door, the fucking place was destroyed. It's just, that's the craziest shit about the eye of the tornado, man. If that's wherever that eye goes, just gets fucked up. But yeah, scary, dude. Scary. My brother hit me up. He was like, yeah, dude, there's a tornado warning. I'm like, oh, cool. You're down in the basement. He's like, no, I'm standing in my front door looking outside. You fucking idiot.
This is why humanity is not going to make it, is because we're all so fucking stupid.
Like, we're going to see a Michigan man pulled out of the front of his house from a tornado. My fucking brother. Idiot.
He's going to fucking Wizard of Oz himself.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Man. All right, dude. Let's get out of here, dude. It's been a minute. It's been an hour.
Yeah. I got to go build a dog crate.
Oh, nice. Anyways, guys, June 8th. This is the takeaway of this podcast today is June 8th, West Coast Maker Meetup at Surf Prep. I'm so glad Hannah was able to come on with us and hang out. That was so much fun.
Yeah.
yeah, dude, thank you so much, Hannah. We really appreciate you and your family for hosting this. And it's going to be awesome, guys. Let us know if you're going to be there, if you can make it. There's links in everybody's bio who's involved. Me, Luke, David, Miller, Hannah has the links in their bio. We want to know how many people are going to be there, if possible, you know, because they want to make sure there's enough food for everybody. So if you can let us know, that'd be awesome. If not, just come show up. You know what I mean? That'd be great. That'd be a great time.
It's really, really, really. Oh, shit. I forgot we're doing a podcast. Oh, I could pull up.
Oh, yeah. You got to. And there's, like I said, and Hannah was saying, there's going to be some great other people there. Dave from 3DIY Dave is going to be there scanning people. We got Mayo and the Polish Retriever showing up from another Woodshop podcast. We got the fine folks from the Sawdust Nation podcast, or Sawdust Talk, I think. That's the one. Jesse and Kamani and all those people coming out too. So it's gonna be a star-studded event, man. It's gonna be fun.
Yeah, dude. When I heard Kamani was coming, I got real, real emotional.
So, yeah,
I love Kamani.
I'm excited to meet him in person.
A hilarious photo of Kamani and me where he's running up behind me as I was like taking a picture, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And it looks like I'm about to get mugged. So, which is, if you know Kamani, he's like the Mr. Rogers of rap music. So, you know, it's completely not fitting, but the way he was moving, it just was ridiculous. So,
it's so funny.
He will not do that to you. So, all right, let me take some of these biscuits here. All right. Thank you for sticking around this far. Thank you to our biscuits, Kyle Foot from the Woodwork. Matthew Gerard from the Wooden Moustache. Lee O'Man from Regal Street. Big Mike Hull from the Broken Lead Woodworks. Mr. One Grit himself, Dave from Rustic Joy Woodworks. Right. My mom, Elise Gelman. Tim from Turk Works, the voice of the podcast. David Miller is from D. Miller Designs. His beard is like a gigantic cicada. I mean,
with the story you posted this morning of him with your picture of you next to his beard, it's classic. So good.
Well, I was talking about it. I was like, wait, I got a picture like that. Right?
It's so good.
Yeah. Billy Esses from the Simple Woodwood Co. Corey Stanley from Odyssey CNC. The Unofficial Lube of the Podcast. Eric
Wait, time out. It's no longer Odyssey CNC anymore. It's Odyssey Corey. Odyssey_Corey. That's his new page, just so we correct it.
Well, you need to change it on here. Well, Odyssey
Corey. I'm correcting you. Odyssey_Corey. There you go.
I'm not on the internet, dude. Eric, the Unofficial Lube. Eric from Bumble Shoots. Ellen from Desert Grain Woodworks. The Collingwood Canoe Company. We don't know if he's alive anymore. He just keeps giving us money.
Larry, come talk to us, Larry. Come on.
Mm-hmm. Come on, us, bro. Grant from Dad Crafted. Ryder from Ryder's Custom Creations. I'm going to mention him this week because this goofball, Jason from JM Sullivan Woodworks, dude, he hit me up this week and he was like, I'm going to get back on the Patreon. Right? I was like, okay. I'm like, you've been on it the whole fucking time. Like, I don't know what to tell you, man. Like, you think you took like 3 or 4 months off from giving us money? No, bro, you didn't. We got your money and we're abusing it. Kamani from Van Stray Designs. Fine folks at P.L. Smith's, creators of Made for Makers. Check them out. Odysseus from OG Shop Adventures. You could call him Murdoch. Not Nick Brim. Love this guy. From Nick Brim Woodworking. Judd from Nivens and Sons. Your Apocalypse BFF. Justin from Campfire Woodworks. Tracy from Mac and Tracy Woodworks. Ben from Wheel Wood Design. Don Patterson from What's Next Woodworking. Malcolm at Bossa Nova Woodworks. Mr. Podcast Beef himself. Dude, he should make a shirt that says podcast beef on it. Yeah. And then last but not least, Keith Johnson from KJ Sawdust. He loves talking about sawdust, so hit him up. So, yeah.
I don't know how they did it.
But I don't know how we did it. We did it again.
Again.
All right, y'all. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, we love you guys. We love you guys.
Yep. Mr. Biscuits, take it away, Tim.
Yeah, man. Yeah, take it away, baby. Woo! June 8th. West Coast Maker Meetup. Be there. Come hang out with us, guys.
Your mom will be there.
Yeah, she will. All right. Later, y'all.
Later.
This has been a Conman Creative production. Text us anytime at 908-768-2664 or send us a message on our Instagram, The Jointery Podcast. You can find Ben at Condorosa Creations or Luke at Luke in the Garage. Everywhere that social media is sold. That's garage, not garage. Say it properly.